95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Riggs intern Steve, The Morning Hog Brew Review, Josh from SR Parrot, and our new friend Michael Waltrip bringing his Michael Waltrip brewing flavors to us. Don't forget, we will be at the Speedway in the UNOH Fan Zone Sunday morning. All right, we're starting at about 11 o'clock. We'll probably be there early, just pregame a little bit. You know how it goes, Steve. We got to get ready for that thing. But we will be there looking for you. And, of course, Michael will be roaming the pits and doing your thing. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody out at Daytona International Speedway. All right, Michael, you've had, obviously, incredible moments at Daytona. Aside from maybe just a win, what is in the car, what was one of your favorite times?
Oh, wow. Returning in 01 after what happened to us in February.
Yeah.
For Dale Jr. to get the win and us to celebrate.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite victory celebration of my whole career, and it's incredible. Didn't even win.
Yeah.
And it was magical, and it just felt so right that night to be on those cars. And it was crazy because I remember when we took the checkered and came back, over the sound of my engine in my car, I could hear the fans cheering.
Yeah.
I never heard anything like that before.
Right.
And, you know, it was spontaneity. I didn't know I was going to go say hi to Junior, but
right.
I saw him over there spinning around. I thought, well, that looks fun.
Yeah.
I kind of want to try that out myself.
That guy's having a great time over there.
That hug on top of the car was you know, it's just one of the things that is a part of who I am.
Yeah.
And even today, 20-some years later, when you think about it, I get emotional because it was that special, and it was well, really needed at that point.
I got chills hearing you tell that because it is one of those moments after, you know, after coming off the, you know, watching the Super Bowl celebration and watching athletes, and this is what you did. That was the realest moment you can possibly get.
Yeah, and I had made a mistake on the last pit stop and slid through my pit. I was up front contending, and I slid through my pit, and I think there was 20-some cars on the lead lap, and I came out 20th. And in six or eight laps, I drove from 20th all the way to contend for the win.
Wow.
It's the best I ever drove a car in my life. And,
right.
And every move I made worked, and some of them were very daring. And a lot of them no one saw because, you know, they were focusing on the
– right.
Or no one on TV saw.
Up front.
100-some thousand were watching at the race, but they're focused on the front. And I was able to get from wanting to kill myself after my mistake on pit road to the best celebration of my life. So I'll never forget that day.
Now, was there one guy who you would not... So in for Daytona, for example, is there one guy that you would not want to have on your bumper? Because as we know, when you're up front, even though you're leading the race, it's only a matter of time, right?
Back in my heyday, I wouldn't want me on my bumper.
Really?
Because
really?
I knew what I was doing.
Too unpredictable.
Made all the moves and knew exactly where I was going and how I was going to do it. And you know, Dale Jr. was a lot the same way. We raced really well together.
Yeah.
These days, man, it's just such a different game.
Yeah.
Seems like the spotters have more of a role in what the drivers do. They use them more. They have more information at their hands about how the strategy is going to play out. But when it all comes right down to it, I think one of the greatest moves I ever saw at Daytona was when Denny Hamlin went three wide. I think it was 17 to win the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
And he was just... He's been the guy. Obviously, Brad Keselowski's really good. Joey Logano's a guy that comes to mind too. But watching Denny Hamlin make his moves is really impressive.
Yeah,
he would have fit right in back in the day too.
Who is driving for Michael Waltrip Racing now?
We don't have a team anymore. Yeah. We're just selling beer.
Okay,
that's all right. There you
that's
go.
Even better.
Yeah, doing a little less TV and selling about. Some beers.
It's way better. I like that a lot better. Now. Michael's going to be out with these beers, right?
Yes.
So we need to tell some people where he can find you.
I'm going to make sure this is still tasting.
Yeah, just check on it.
Got a little bit of schedule for him. Yeah. So he's going to be at Walmart on Granada, Norman Beach there, from 4:30 to 5:15.
Okay.
I am?
Hey, if you're there, you're there. If you're not, that's not my deal.
Okay. Will you give me a call about 4:35?
I got you.
Again, pick up Michael off the street and take him to Walmart
right.
if you can.
Yeah. I'll drive past him and see if he's walking there.
Good.
Total Wine after that from 5:45 to 6:30.
You're going to like
right
that.
Right there on ISB.
You're going to like that a lot.
Yeah. And then Hooters just a little bit further down the road from 6:45 to 7:45.
Even better.
I grew up going to Hooters in Daytona.
Right.
It's like one of my first memories of a Hooters at Daytona. So returning with our own beer is going to be really fun. Looking forward to all those stops. And then finishing the day off, probably about the time the Saturday race is finishing up, the Xfinity race, and I'll be at Hooters.
You know, I just realized this. I can go to Hooters and have a Michael Waltrip brew.
That's right.
What I mean, why am I going to the race? Honestly, I can watch it on the TV and just sit there and have the.
Well, what better after the race than walking across the street to Hooters?
That's a good point.
And having a beer.
It's a short walk.
And a wing.
A short walk.
Just enough time to get thirsty, right?
That's yeah, good. I mean, trying to get out there after the race.
Yeah.
Anyway, you might as well just walk over there.
Now, you, we don't say where you are, but you've spent, I know you spent time, because I know people who have seen you down in New Smyrna and stuff when you come to town or whatever. Do you ever, like, get, what do you, did you get to relax for a minute? You
go
to
the beach? What do you do? Like, this morning, before the day started, it was a walk down the beach. And
yeah.
Awesome. I try to walk and then run, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to make it all be a run, but. It's too beautiful not just to walk and look at the beach and enjoy nature.
Yeah.
So anytime I'm down here, I you can find me over at Oceanside in Ormond playing a little golf
or
out on the beach kicking up some sand.
Josh, next time Michael's in town, we can be caddies.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean I'll play. Last time I played, Steve will tell you I hit a ball backwards. But don't ask how. Don't ask how it happened.
No, it happens. I've seen worse. I was playing with a guy the other day, and it was a little bit rainy and wet. Never saw this before, but it happened. So hitting it backwards, I'm with you.
Yeah.
He had his 3-wood. He had about 220 out on a par 4.
Okay.
And he took his 3-wood and swung and hit the ball and hit it under the ground.
He
hit it into the like it was literally you could barely see the top of it. Hit it straight in the ground. I told him, I said, that is definitely the best shot I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's a hole in one.
That was something else.
It is a hole in one. Well, Steve,
that's created a hole in one.
You can't get the regular hole in one. Get that one. All right. Where can we find these beers too, Josh? I know there's a lot of places already.
So first, you check out the website.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about srprod.com/beerfinder.
So we're all over town, and if you're in town for the big race weekend, you can go to Walmart and get your shopping cart loaded up.
Fill it up.
And send me a picture. I'm at Michael. No, was it? Who am I?
MW.
Did you finish
I'm
that?
At MWR55 on Insta.
That's right.
And I think if you just do MW55 on Twitter.
There you go.
Those are who I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in upstate, I was doing radio in upstate Georgia. I went out to it. You came out with Casey Kane and a couple other guys and did a race across from Road Atlanta, a little track across from Road Atlanta in wherever, suburban North Georgia.
Is it Dixie Speedway?
Dixie Speedway.
Yeah.
And I was there, and they got to meet you there. Like, this guy, he is so much more than a race car driver, right? He's a promoter. Now he's a beer guy, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was so great to see you interacting with fans and whatever, and just the personality just makes everybody happy. So thank you for bringing some of that sunshine in here today.
People say, I hate to bother you, but, you know, even when I'm running on the beach or at dinner, and I just don't look at it as being bothered. I'm just, if I have a gift that makes someone happy, if I can just be me and it makes someone smile, then if I don't celebrate that and return that, you know, make them say, well, that did make me happy. Yeah. I'm glad I saw Michael. It's really important to me now that I'm getting old.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, maybe I was a little full of myself, race car driver, and but I'm so glad I'm really happy that I lived long enough to turn out like I have.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, no, that's killer.
And now you put the happiness in cans.
Exactly.
Now I'm canning happiness.
Oh, it's so much better. Well, thank you so much for
doing this. Yeah, enjoyed chatting with y'all. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
And glad you like the beer.
Yeah, let's go watch some trucks tonight. Don't sleep on this truck race, everybody. You got to check that out. Michael Waltrip and Josh S.R. Perot. Thank you, S.R. Perot, for bringing us these tasty beers. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Got it.
I'm empty.
I can take care of that.